But yeah, everything's coming together. You know, Friday we'll launch everything. It's going to be a fun weekend. I think everybody should come out. But yeah, we're definitely in a preparation mode at this point.
Let's just a little background. Is this the first year of this convention?
It is. It's the first time it's ever been done here on this scale in Pensacola, any kind of event like this.
There have been other conventions over the time. I mean, there's FandomCon and Paracon has been around. Have you taken and seen what they have done in this area and said, yeah, this just might work?
Absolutely. We have good relationships with Paracon. We've had a table there, and they're going to have a table at our convention. It's just that we've decided to do something a little bit bigger. We really wanted to go after some bigger names that would draw people in, and obviously you can see from our venues with using the Pensacola Bay Center and the Grand Hotel. The Grand Hotel is sold out. We've also added pretty much every business in downtown as a part of this as well. So we consider downtown to be our third venue. So we really wanted to take over the city is what we wanted to do, and that's, I think we've succeeded. We'll see this weekend how we do, but I think we've succeeded so far.
When this idea started, did you think it was going to grow this big?
No. I mean, I've had this idea forever. Pretty much I've wanted to do a convention. I started going to conventions when I'm 44 years old now. I started going to conventions when I was about 10. So it's always been something I've wanted to do, and I've done events in Pensacola for a long time, but nothing of this grand scale. And when we first envisioned this, we thought we would use the Grand Hotel, and we'd bring in a couple of big-name guests, and we'd have the convention there for the weekend, and it just kind of snowballed from there. The interest was there. From the moment we started posting about this on social media and asking people if they were interested in a convention of this size, people said yes. So we went with that, and it really has grown to be one of the largest first-year conventions in the country.
Let's talk about some of those guests. I mean, there are names there that everybody knows from, well, that fandom knows. You know, David Prowse, they know he's Darth Vader. Billy Dee Williams, and that's, just, you know, Ensign Chekhov is going to be here, for God's sake. When did you start getting the names rolling in and saying, hey, these people are starting to say yes?
Well, the first guest that we decided to go for was Peter Mayhew. When I set out, because Peter Mayhew is Chewbacca, Chewbacca crosses all generations of Star Wars fans, going back to the people who saw it when they were 8 years old like I did, all the way up to the kids who are watching him now on the Clone Wars. He's a character on there, and the Lego shows. He's a part of all of that. So he's been through every iteration, even the prequels. Chewbacca has been there. So and he's just personal, one of my favorite characters. My favorite Star Wars character is Chewbacca. So I wanted to get Peter here. And once we got Peter here, I think we started to believe that we could get more and more people. And as we've gone along, it has just grown that way. We try to be all inclusive because we want to have something for everyone. Because there may be people who, you know, for instance, the Power Rangers. That skipped my generation. That's a little after my time. But there are people who are incredibly excited about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers being here. So we wanted to get those people. You know, anime. We have Monica Rial, who's been in probably every anime that the kids have watched out there today. She's been a voice actress in those. So we Dragon, for everything from Dragon Ball Z to High School of the Dead, all of these popular shows, she's been a part of it. You know, we even have science guests coming in. Pamela Gay, who is a world-renowned astrophysicist, astronomer. She's worked with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye and all of these people. She's coming in to give a speech. We have Robert Hoffman from the IMHC coming to give a speech about science. So we tried to just do a little bit of everything, you know. And then comic artists. We have Neil Adams, probably one of the most legendary comic artists in the world. He's probably, in terms of comic book artist, influential. I mean, I don't think there's anybody more influential alive right now than Neil Adams. So he'll be here. And Mike Grell, who's done amazing work, like the Arrow TV show that's very popular right now, pretty much that's pulled from what the work that Mike Grell did in the 80s and 90s on Green Arrow. You know, David Michelinie is a great writer also. He did the story that turned Iron Man into an alcoholic. So a lot of the stuff that you see in the Avengers, they've drawn on his work. So all of those guys are going to be here. You know, Dave Dorman, probably the world's foremost Star Wars artist. George Lucas owns pieces of his work. And if you've seen anything with Star Wars art on it, Dave Dorman probably drew it. So, you know, all of these people are going to be here. So, and then the media guests, like you said, we have Billy Dee Williams. Unfortunately, David Prowse did have to cancel because of an illness, unfortunately. We were hoping he's going to be better. But, you know, we just booked Bern Gorman from Torchwood and The Dark Knight Rises and Pacific Rim. We have a plethora of folks. Deep Roy, the actor who's been in everything. If you look at Deep Roy's resume, you know, he's all the Oompa Loompas in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie. He was in Eastbound and Down. He was in The Neverending Story, going back to another cult classic from kind of a lot of our childhood. So We just tried to pull in as many different kinds of guests as we can.
Ever since I saw you signed him, I've been yelling at my daughter, get down! What are you expecting? I mean, I'm sure you've seen pre-sales. What are you expecting for attendance?
Well, I think we'll have anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people. Pre-sales are very strong, and in the last days leading up to the convention, they've been incredibly strong. So we definitely expect we'll have at least 5,000 people here, if not more, and I could see 10,000 very easily.
You did talk about that you tried to get something for everyone. I thought it was interesting on how your website, you can sort this by genre. Let's sort this by show. If you have that much, it's so incredible.
Yeah, we have several guests from Game of Thrones now. So we decided, we wanted people to be able to see, sci-fi, we have that category. So, going back to, again, the 70s, the Battlestar Galactica reunion we're having. We have four guests coming from Battlestar Galactica. All the Colonial Warriors, Dirk Benedict, Richard Hatch, Anne Lockhart, and Herb Jefferson are all coming together. We have Game of Thrones. We have Christian Narn, who plays Hodor, and Finn Jones, who plays Ser Loras. So they'll be here together. We've tried to kind of group people together. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, we have Nicholas Brendan, Sarah Hagen, and James Leary, who are all on that show together. So we tried to do that where we could, to bring people that have been in movies together. Horror is something I didn't even talk about before, but we have, Kane Hodder, who's incredibly popular. He played Jason in most all of the Friday the 13th films. Then we have, Lou Temple and Theo Crane coming from The Walking Dead, which is, of course, incredibly popular right now. And one of the things that we've tried to do is keep it local, too. We've got Jared Vunovich, who lives here in town, who actually was in two episodes of The Walking Dead last season as a walker and will probably be in some more. He was also in The Hunger Games Catching Fire, and his career is just starting to take off. So we wanted to keep him, involved as well, local people like that.
Besides the guests, what else is going to be in the center that people can walk around and see?
Well, the first floor of the Base Center, there actually is going to be, we have a group called Supercon 2K coming in, and they're a video gaming group, and they're going to bring all of the latest console gaming devices. So they'll have PS4s and the Xbox Ones and all of the newest, most recent gaming consoles, and they'll be having tournaments all weekend. So people can go in, win prizes, play video games. If that's what you like to do, you can go in there and play video games all weekend, and you don't have to do anything else. You just go in there and hang out in that room. The whole floor of the Civic Center is going to be nothing but vendor space. So there we have over 100 different spaces with over 62 different vendors coming in that are going to be selling everything from comic books to collectibles to anime videos to just anything you can think of. We have people that sell chainmail. So we have a little bit of everything that's going to be on the vendor floor. So you can go walk around there. That's also where we'll have the TARDIS from Doctor Who, which is an officially licensed TARDIS from Doctor Who will be there. We'll have the Christine car from the movie Christine will be there. And then when you get to the second floor, that's where all of our artists. We have over 25 artists, nationally recognized comic book artists who work for the big companies, Marvel, DC, Image Comics. They're all going to be up there signing things, selling prints, things like that. And then we'll also have our celebrities on the second floor of the Base Center who will be signing autographs all weekend starting Friday at noon. You can see them. They'll be there. And they won't be like, there's not scheduled times. A lot of people have asked us, when will this person be there? They're going to be there all weekend. They're going to be there to meet you and talk and sign autographs and shake hands. And we also have photo ops available, professionally done for not an expensive photo op either. I think the most expensive ones are $40. But you can go in and actually have a meet and greet with the celebrity, get a nice professional photo, and you'll leave with a nice 8x10 photo at the end of that that you could actually take to them and get them to sign it later. We'll also have panels all weekend long. Panels with our celebrities will be at the Base Center in the Grand Ballroom. So you can go in and see, for instance, if you wanted to hear about Star Wars, you could go in and hear Peter Mayhew and Daniel Logan, who played the young Boba Fett, and John Morton, who was Dak, Luke's gunner in The Empire Strikes Back. They're all going to be together on a panel talking about their experiences working on Star Wars. Or we'll have a panel with Lou Temple and Priscilla Barnes talking about making the film The Devil's Rejects. Ernie Hudson has been one of our most popular guests. We're going to have a panel where he just talks about his career. He's been around for a long time, and it's the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters. So that's something that everybody's going to want to talk about, I'm sure. Everybody loves Ernie for that. So that'll all be going on. And also on the second floor of the Base Center, we have other panels happening. Our artists and writers are doing panels. There's things for Saturday morning. For instance, we have a panel about kids, for kids, about comic books, about writing and drawing comic books. And if they're interested in doing that, then get some hands-on stuff going there. And then just a variety of things. Costuming. The local 501st group who do the Star Wars costuming are going to give a not only a costuming panel, but a panel on making your own droids. So if you want to build your own droid, your own R2-D2, they'll be there to help you get started on doing that. So a lot of different things like that are happening. Then at night, we have events. Dean Haglund, who was on The X-Files, played one of the lone gunmen, Langley, on The X-Files. He's going to be here. He's going to do an improv show where he's going to grab folks out of the audience and actually do an X-Files-themed improv show on Friday night. We have concerts both nights. We have Saturday night, we have a huge costume contest with cash prizes that's going to be judged by the folks from the Sci-Fi Channel shows Face Off, RJ Hattie, and Monica Lee and Riddle from Heroes of Cosplay on those shows. They're actually going to judge our contest for us. So there's just a plethora of stuff. And then if that's not enough, which that's quite a bit, downtown has really come on board. So on Friday night, the 21st, we'll be sponsoring Gallery Night. So all of the businesses, if you get a badge for Pensacon, are offering discounts and specials and themed drinks and special food items. And it'll all be themed going, you know, like O'Reilly's down there is going to have a Harry Potter theme all weekend. Some of the other bars have a Buffy theme going on. And then Saturday night, we have 10 or 12 different parties now that are happening at different venues all around downtown Pensacola. So, for instance, we have a Bad Wolf Ball, which is a Doctor Who party at the Vinyl Music Hall, where some of the celebrities from Doctor Who will be there. We have a Star Wars party where the 501st and Dave Dorman are going to be. Hopjacks has gone all out to decorate their whole restaurant for the Star Wars theme party. They'll have a Walking Dead party at the Tin Cow where they're actually going to board up the windows and they're going to make it look all, after the zombie apocalypse has happened. So everybody's really gotten into the theme and they're going to have, like I said, the drinks and specials for everybody with their badges. So you'll find something to do this weekend. There's no doubt about that.
You sound like a kid in a candy store. How much fun is this?
It's been a blast. It's really, it's a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding work at the end of the day to look, you know, we joke, my staff jokes that they're all going to gather around me and when I stand up on the edge of the Civic Center and look out over what we've created, they think, you know, that I'm going to have this glorious moment, maybe I'll get a halo or something. But it's very fulfilling. It's something that I've wanted to do for Pensacola for a long time, and to see it come to fruition is a really wonderful thing. And yeah, I got to book all these guests. I got to talk to all these people. I have, you know, people from my favorite shows on speed dial now. So it's kind of fun that I've gotten to meet so many people and talk to so many people that I admire.
Planning Pensacon 2 yet in your head?
We are. We've been planning it for months now. So yeah, it's all falling into place now. We definitely plan to be back in 2015 with another show for everybody, and can't give any secrets away yet, but we're already talking about guests and everything.